18 on the board, I will lead the 17 first, and then we will chant 18 together. Shri Brahma Vacha Uttishta Tishta Bandham Te Tapo Sido Sikang Sata Palaru Hanganu Palampo Vidanta Uppiputsi Tumbara. Text 18. Adaktan Yaha Etante Visaram Mahadaram Bhutam Dantam Bhakti Tadehantam Anahi Asistu Serate Adraktam Yaham Te Visaram Mahadaram Bhutam Dantam Bhakti Tadehantam Anahi asitvishna serate Anulakta ayetante Visaran mahadam bhutam Dantam bhakti todehantam Anahi asitvishna serate
I will lead a translation of purport of 17 and 18 together. Lord Brahma said, O son of Kasyapa Muni, please get up, please get up. All good fortune unto you. You are now perfect in the performance of your austerities, and therefore I may give you a benediction. You may now ask from me whatever you desire, and I shall try to fulfill your wishes. Purport. Śrīla Madhvācārya quote from Skanda Purāṇa, which say that Hiranyakaśipu, having become a devotee of Lord Brahma, who is known as Hiranyagarbha, and having undergone severe austerity to please him, is also known as Hiranyaka. Rakshasi and demon worship various demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, just to take the post of these demigods. This we have already explained in previous verses. Translation of text 18, which is on the board. I have been very much astonished to see your endurance, in spite of being eaten and beaten by all kinds of human ants. You are keeping your life air circulating within your bone. Certainly, this is wonderful. Please repeat. I have been very much astonished to see your endurance. In spite of being eaten and beaten by all kinds of human ants, you are keeping your life air circulating within your bones. Certainly, this is wonderful. Purport for text 18. It appears that the soul can exist even though through the bone, as shown by the personal example of Hiranyakashipu. When great yogis are in samadhi, even when their body are buried and their skin, marrow, blood and so on have all been eaten, if only their bone remain, they can exist in a transcendental position. Very recently, an archaeologically published finding indicating that Lord Jesus Christ, after being buried, was exposed, and he has then went to Kashmir. There have been many actual examples of yogi being buried in trance and exhumed alive in good condition several hours later. A yogi can keep himself alive in transcendental state even if buried, not only for many days, but for many years. Om Gyananti Menandasa Gyanagyana Sarakaya Chakshum Minitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today's class, we are going to discuss about Hiranyakashipu's austerity for 15 minutes, and Prahlada Maharaj's austerity in comparison for 15 minutes, and the rest of the time, we will discuss about what we can do, what kind of austerity we can do. So in today's verse, the first shloka, in 17, Uttishto Tushta, the Sanskrit word was given. In Bengali, Ut means get up. So this ut is being used for the deity worship also. Uttishta jahuna veshvaran yoga nindan tajan pabho namo tenimyan namah susrandan tamitanasi. That means we are waking up, Lord Nityananda. O Nityananda, Lord of Janava, please arise and give up your divine sleep at the marketplace of holy place. Holy name, you distribute the divine name, asking only one's face in payment. Thank you. So this is the Sanskrit word about. And next, in this shloka, Lord Brahma is calling Hiranyakashipu, son of Kashyapa. So Hiranyakashipu was son of Kashyapa. He's a Brahmana. Yes, and mother is Diti. And Lord Brahma is addressing Hiranyakashipu, son of Kashyapa. It's very significant. Does anybody knows what the relationship Lord Brahma and Hiranyakashipu? Hiranyakashipu's father is? Hiranyakashipu's father is Kashyapa. Yeah? Kashyapa's father is Marichi. And Marichi is the son of Lord Brahma. So that makes Lord Brahma's son is Marichi and his son is Kashyapa. And his son is Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu is great grandson of Lord Brahma. And also from mother's side, Hiranyakashipu's mother is Diti. And Diti's father is Daksha, and Daksha is Lord Brahma's son. That makes Lord Brahma's son is Daksha, Daksha's daughter is Diti, Diti's son is Hiranyakashipu. In that way, Lord Brahma is related to Hiranyakashipu as great-grandfather. So it's very significant that now here Lord Brahma is appearing in the sense to give benediction to Hiranyakashipu, his great-grandson. Now, why Brahma is coming here, that is because Hiranyakashipu was performing very severe austerities, and from his head, strong heat is coming out. so much so, whole planetary system has heated up so hot. When it's so hot, all the demigods went to Lord Brahma, because Lord Brahma is the administrator of the whole universe. He is responsible. From this, we can learn that when we have some problem in the universe, we can go to the authority. Same way, in Mayapur, if it's so hot, we can go to the authority in Mayapur, someone like Narasinghananda Prabhu. Maybe we can ask him to do something about this heat, and management can do something about. This is the lesson we can learn from today's shloka. And text 18. Abhuta, the word Abhuta is used. This Abhuta is astonishing. This word is used in the Singhade prayer. Tabatala kamala mulenakam Abhuta Singham. Lord Singhade, very astonishing, amazing form, very beautiful. Half lion and half man. That is very astonishing. And also this same word is used for temple of Vedic Planetarium. Eka Abhuta Mandiye Hoi Vedikas. Goranga Nitya Seva. One amazing temple will be built, and from there, eternal seva or knowledge, Lord Chaitanya, will be spread all over the world. So this Abhuta is used by Lord Brahma in this verse to indicate how astonishing that Hiranyakashipu is keeping his life air in the bone. In the purport, Prabhupada explained, sometimes great yogi can do this. The soul is eternal, so it's not to depend on the matter. But sometimes, yogi can keep the life air in the bone. Usually, we cannot breathe, we cannot have a heartbeat, then the body is dead, and the soul has to go to another body. But the great yogi can keep the soul in the bone. And Prabhupada explained about Jesus. Jesus was crucified, and he was buried. And then after 3 days, Mary went there, the body was not there. And the angel said, do not seek alive in the death. He is not here. So after 3 days, he came back alive and he said, be peaceful, I will be always there. Nobody can kill his body. So that is a great yogi. But not everyone can do. Just like in the Disney world, you know the Disney, that's comics? Yeah, Disney. So when he dies, they want to keep his body in ice box. So the body was preserved in ice, but after some time they started using so much current and resting, so they plug out, and then ice melt, body was rotten. And then in Egyptian, they make the pyramid. When you make the pyramid, whatever you keep inside, that will not become poacher. It will be preserved. So many of the king in Egyptian ancient time, they try to be immortal. They die, but they can keep the body in the pyramid. They will live forever. So they have so many slaves. They made a pyramid. But then after so many thousand years, none of them came back to life. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu was so great, he was not dead, even whole body was eaten except the bones. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu here used the word adbhuta, astonishing. So now we are going to have some analytical study about Hiranyakashipu's austerities. Someone can put that? If you cannot see from the distance, you can come closer so that you can see it. I'm going want to ask you a question so you may be able to see it, then you can answer easier. If you need a chair, you can put in a chair also in the front. So the place Hiranyakashipu was performing austerities is called Mandala Hill. Anybody is familiar with this name, Mandala Hill? Yes. Do you like some related? You heard? Yes. Mandala Hill, the name is coming to the Bhagavatam quite often. Anybody remember which instance Mandala Hill was mentioned in the Bhagavatam? Priyavrata Maharaj was performing austerities? Maybe. And then also, anybody else? Also in the fifth canto, Maharaj Agnidura also went there to perform austerities. And then also it's mentioned that Maharaj Prithu, when he was leaving the body, he went there after he finished his duty as a king. He retired to the forest. He went to Mandala Hill. On the top of the hill, he performed austerity, and when he died, he left the body, means he finished his pastime as an incarnation of Godhead. His wife, Arichi, he made a pile on the top of Mandala Mountain and put fire, and then she jumped into the fire, and then when that happened, demigod threw the flower on their body. And also another famous story in Mandala Hill is 8th canto. Everyone knows about churning and milk ocean. Yeah? You know that churning milk ocean story? Yes. So the churning milk ocean, they use Mandala Hill. This hill was in the center of Blue Mandala. In that picture, it shows the Earth planet and the planetary system of Earth, Blue Mandala. There is a seven island. In the middle is Jambu Peep. In the middle of Jambu Peep, there is Mount Smell, that golden mountain. Around Mount Smell, there are four mountains, smaller mountains, one of them called Mandala Hill. That is the place for the demigod to come to sport, as a sporting place. So although it's an earth planet, the demigod to come to sport there. And it's made of gold and very heavy. That's why when demigod and a demon tried to carry Mandala Hill for the milk ocean to churn the ocean, it was so heavy they couldn't carry. It was smashed on them and they get crushed, so they have to ask Vishnu to come to help. So the time of the austerity Hiranyakashipu performed was Satyayuga in Chakshusha Manu. So Varaha appeared twice. One is Swayambhuma Manu time. Last time he was white color. He lifted up the earth. Another time he appeared in Chakshusha Manvantara. Last time he was red color. He killed Hiranyakasha. The duration of the austerity, yesterday we heard from Ganga Prabhu's class, he performed austerity 100 celestial years. What that means, 100 heavenly years, means 6 months in human calculation is 1 day of demigod. Yeah? So 1 year of the human become day and night of the demigod. Get it? Yeah? Yes. So that make 1 year of the demigod is 1 day of demigod is 365 days of human. Yes? So 356 days is 1 year of the demiurge. That makes 365 years of human. That makes 100 years Hiranyakashipu perform austerity. That makes for the human 35,600 years of human. Yeah? So now we may think, how we can live that long to perform tapasya because we have only 100 years duration. Yes? So now what we have to calculate is this happened Kali Yuga, it's not Kali Yuga, it's Satya Yuga. So the duration of life in Kali Yuga is 100 years. And Dvaipara Yuga is 1,000 years. Treta Yuga is 10,000 years. And Satya Yuga is 100,000 years. Then this happened Satya Yuga, that makes he can perform 35,600 years austerity within his time of 100,000 years. That makes about one third of his duration he perform austerity. So when we study Bhagavatam, we read something, we can think deeply, then we can find different thing inside. Just read it and forget it, that one thing is, but then we can study. Because Prabhupada wanted us to study. So why Hiranyakashipu perform austerity? That's because Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. He wanted to become sole king of the whole universe. He wanted to have unlimited opulence. He wanted a city. That is all for his own sense gratification. Therefore, even though he performs such a severe austerity, he is known as demon. So the influence, when Hiranyakashipu performed austerities, whole world became fearful, just like in the beginning you mentioned about heat. In this picture, Hiranyakashipu is standing like this, so much heat is coming, so hot. Heat is very disturbing now we are experiencing. If so hot, then we ask what is cause? Why so hot? If we know someone is doing austerity, because that we are suffering so heat, we may ask, please can you stop it? So it was very disturbing for entire universe. Not only heat, but when Hiranyakashipu matured the austerity, of course he started to terrorize the whole universe, especially for animal cultures, cow protection was destroyed. And prayers, when Lord Brahma appeared, he prayed, let's become immortal. Let's have 8 cities in perfection of yogic perfection. Let's have a power to control the whole universe. I want to reverse all universal fire. Let everyone suffer forever is pious. Let who are impious enjoy the life. That's his prayers. And Lord Brahma gave that benediction. But the result is temporary and limited. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, those who seek the benediction from demigod, their result is limited and temporary, because demigod themselves is temporary and limited. And now we are going to see the Prahlada Maharaj's austerities. Now we are going to see Prahlada Maharaj's austerities. When we compare two things, we will see two things. One, something similar. One, completely different. So in this chart, we will see what is similar first. What is similar is both of them are related to Lord Brahma. Who remember how they are related to Lord Brahma? Anybody remember how Hiranyakashipu was related to Brahma? family line. Yes, very good. Family line, they are related in family line. Both of them are great son. That. So, Hiranyakashipu was son of Marichi. No, Kashyapa. Kashyapa was son of Marichi. And Marichi was son of Lord Brahma. And Prahlad Maharaj was son of Hiranyakashipu. So both belong to the same family. That's a similarity. And the method of performing austerity, as you can see the picture, Hiranyakashipu was standing straight, hand up, gazing the sky with tippy toe. That was very extremely difficult, severe austerity to describe. And Prahlad Maharaj also doing that. As we can see in the temple, we do Haribo, Haribo. We have hand up, tiptoe, same thing we are doing. But Hiranyakashipu's austerity was demoniac, and Prahlad Maharaj's austerity was devotional. Why that? Because the intention was different. Hiranyakashipu did this posture, that was a manifestation of his intention. He was looking up because there is a Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, Vishnu is there. He was thinking, I'm going to kill Vishnu and I'm going to destroy his less than Vaikuntha. That's why he was putting hand up, looking up with angry eyes, and as far as he can reach, he was standing with tippy toe, 133 years. That was Hiranyakashipu's austerity. And Prahlad Maharaj, why he was doing that? Because when we have a hand up, the holy name will go upward. Yeah? That's why. And also another thing, Sarvadharma Parityajan Maya Kansaranam Bhajan. When someone comes to attack you with a gun, surrender to me, then naturally we will have hand in the air. That's what we do. That's what's the posture. So this is similarity, but at the same time it's different. And where they perform austerities, Hiranyakashipu went to Mandara Mountain because that is a sacred place that was very conducive for the austerities. Just like we come to Mayapur, then we have very nice atmosphere, 100 times benefit of whatever auspicious activity we do. So if you go to Mandara Mountain, he gets better benefit. But the Prahlad Maharaj, the austerity was not in an austere place. His austerity was in a palace with Hiranyakashipu. And the Gurukula was just nearby. Because Hiranyakashipu conquered the whole planet, up and middle and lower. And he was occupying the Indra's palace. So he was ruling whole world from Indra's palace, and the Prahlad Maharaj was grown up in Indra's palace. And Nandana Sanandana, his teachers, Sukacharya's son, was living nearby Hiranyakashipu's palace. So whatever Prahlad Maharaj was doing was considered to be in his palace or Gurukula, which was nearby his palace. And then also some period he was within the womb of Narada Muni. So it was in Narada Muni's ashram. So from where we can learn that what austerity we do, of course, sacred place is most auspicious, but we can do any place, can do in a Gurukula, can do in a heaven, can do in a city, can do anywhere. The consciousness is important. By our consciousness, we can make ordinary place in a spiritual world. How long austerity he have to perform? Anybody remember Hiranyakashipu's austerity was how many years? Hundred 3 years, that is 35,600 years on a human being. That much Hiranyakashipu did. And Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years. Or you can say because he was eternally devotee, Mahabhagavata, so he was doing eternally. And interesting is the result, how much Hiranyakashipu did, and he enjoyed the result of his austerity very short time. How many years he enjoyed the result? Five. Yes. Yes. Because Hiranyakashipu's wife, Kayadu, was holding her pregnancy because she won't deliver the child. Only Hiranyakashipu come back and she will deliver. So Hiranyakashipu's austerity finished and he came back. Then Parad Maharaj was born. And then after 5 years, Nrisimhadeva appeared and he was killed. For 5 years, after all this austerity of 35,600 years of austerities, 5 years finished. That is Parad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu's austerity. And Parad Maharaj's austerity is only 5 years. And then his result is eternal. That is the difference. The motivation of austerities. Hiranyakashipu's austerity was for his sense gratification. The demon performed austerity to gratify his senses and tortures others. That is called a demoniac, because not only he tortured his own body, but he tortured the super soul within, that is described in Bhagavad Gita. And Parad Maharaj's motivation, he didn't have any motivation. He was performing devotional service only because unmotivated, spontaneous love for Krishna. Even Sandana Malka was asked by Hiranyakashipu, why are you teaching devotional service to my son? He is supposed to become a demon. Sandana Malka replied, oh demon, do not accuse us. It's not good to accuse a brahmana. We are not teaching devotional service for a lad. His devotional service is spontaneous. He has spontaneous love for Krishna. Nobody can teach, nobody can destroy. At the same time, he was learning from Narada Muni in the womb. So Prahlada Maharaj was described as Mahabhagavat. And in the Prabhupada described sometimes Prahlada Maharaj as Nitya Siddha, sometimes he was Kripa Siddha, sometimes Sadhana Siddha, sometimes he was described as mixture of all. He was Nitya Siddha because he was eternally Bhagavatam. He was sent by the Lord to the material world. Prahlada Maharaj himself said that. And then also he was called Sadhana Siddha because he practiced the devotional service under the guidance of Narada Muni. And Kripa Siddha because he was received the mercy of Nrisimhadeva and Narada Muni. So mixture of all. So Mahabhagata devotee, they have natural spontaneous love for Krishna. So they don't have any material motivation to perform devotional service. The influence of his austerities, when Hiranyakashipu performed austerities, whole world became fearful. But when Parad Maharaj performed austerity of devotional service, whole world get the benefit of devotional service and everything become auspicious. Because he wished only good for others, he want to mitigate the suffering of others. His object of love is Lord Krishna. Sometimes people misunderstand Prahlad Maharaj worship Nrisimhadeva from the beginning, but it wasn't like that. His object was Govinda, Shama Sundara form of Lord Krishna. Nate Vido Krishna, Pate Vishnu. That's a shloka Prahlad Maharaj speaks to Hiranyakashipu. He was saying to Hiranyakashipu, my dear king, king of demon, best of Asura, one fool has accepted the temporary body and temporary household life, are always embarrassed by anxiety, having fallen into the dark well of Ananda Kupan, dark well, where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, where only Krishna consciousness is pervaded. There one should give up all this material desire and fully surrender to Krishna. So he was saying we should surrender to Krishna, we have to chant the name of Lord Vishnu. So he, object of his meditation, his worship was Krishna, Govinda. And Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared, partially because to fulfill Lord Brahma's benediction he gave to Hiranyakashipu, he had to come with half lion, half man's form. And another reason was because Hiranyakashipu's torture to Prahlada Maharaj was so severe, his anger became so strong, when emotion appeared so strong that emotion became a form. Like Radha Baba, Radha Rani's love make the form that become Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nrisingadev's anger toward Hiranyakashipu manifests and become Lord Nrisingadev's form. So that is the Lord Nrisingadev's form. The prayers. Prahlada Maharaj's prayer is totally different from Hiranyakashipu. He prayed, let's have no material desire, even from the core of my heart. And also he prayed that I was born in a demonic family, therefore I'm very much afraid of material existence. It means he was not afraid of material world itself, but he was afraid of having demonic association where he was born. So he may forget the Lord, that's what he was afraid. And he also prayed for others' benefit. For me, I have no problem. But then I see many saintly persons go to the Himalayan forest, but they are not interested in delivering others. But as far as I have concerned, I do not want to be delivered alone. I want to bring this poor fool and rascal back to the lotus feet, because without Krishna consciousness, no one can be happy. Therefore, I wish I can bring them back to your lotus feet. That is Prahlada Maharaj's prayers. And so he asked for the deliverance of his father, Hiranyakashipu. He said, I know Hiranyakashipu, my father, was torturing me, and he is very simple, but you have touched his body. I know so he was already delivered. Still I ask you, please deliver him. So Nrisingadev said, he was already delivered. And not only him, but 21 generations up and down in your dynasty is already delivered. This funny, he said 21 generations, that means usually generation count from your birth, 5 generations. Your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and one more. That is 5 generations you usually count. So when Lord Nrisingadev said 21 generations, that is more than 5. That make including the previous life, because one lifetime then 5, so 21 generation. That means this life and previous life and one more life before. That make almost unlimited family members and the generation are delivered. That 21 generation is sometimes described as 18, 12 different way, depend on who is the person and who, what the purity of that person. That generation is differently described. And the result is unlimited and eternal. And Hiranyakashipu was killed, and Prahlada Maharaj was protected. So this is a comparison of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada Maharaj. We take a few minutes and we will discuss what this got to do with our life. Hiranyakashipu is the greatest demon, Prahlada Maharaj is Mahabhagata. Doesn't sound like it, we can relate it them so much, because we are not the biggest demon, maybe some, but they're not so great. And Prahlada Maharaj is Mahabhagata, so great. We may be devotee, but maybe not so great. So we can, how we can find our place in this? Anybody like to share your thoughts how we can fit in this? We are not as great as Hiranyakashipu, and we are not as great as Prahlada Maharaj, but we can somehow fit in this. Anybody has any thought? Yes. Thank you. Oh, we are supposed to have a microphone. Could you repeat? Because sometimes someone is on a lady on a Mayapur TV, they cannot hear, and they come back to me. I couldn't hear, Mataji, for you don't even consider a person who is listening to the radio. So please, can you repeat?
Yeah, I said that we should think what we pray for. If we pray for material advancement or self-gratification, then maybe we get benediction, but it could be very short, as we see in this example. And if we ask for to become devotees of the Lord, if we ask for the mercy of the Lord, then it's going to be eternal. So this was my take from this.
Thank you. So what we pray for is very important. We pray for devotional service, the result of it is eternal. So we go forward. Yes? Yes. I saw his hand was up. Any matters, side?
Hare Krishna, thank you for this great lecture. Vyad Maharaj is one of the greatest devotees, and the way he performed devotion and he tolerated the sufferings, we no way would be able to do and suffer like that, but at least we can do a little bit of that. So he's inspiring us, like, of course we are not going to do so much of austerity, but we can do some little tolerance in our devotional service. When we are facing troubles, in spite of that, we should go ahead. So that kind of inspirations we are getting from him. And of course we should not going to trouble our body so much by seeing Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes what happens that I used to do Nirjala Ekadashi earlier so much, and I suffered from a lot of problems. If we can do, it's nothing like that, but if unnecessary, if body is not allowing, we should give some compassion to our body also sometimes.
Right. Thank you. So it's coming to the very important point that actually I missed to say, and then thank you for reminding. So the austerity what we perform, we are not supposed to do the austerity Hiranyakashipu perform, which is torturing the body and the super soul and the influence of others, bad influence. So Bhagavad Gita explain and recommend three kind of austerities performed by word, mind, and body. Austerity of the body consisting of the worshiping the Supreme Lord, that we can do. And worshiping the spiritual master, that we can do. Worshiping the father and mother, yes, and someone who is superior, and also cleanliness and celibacy. That we can do. We don't have to stand for 133 years. That's what we can do. Austerity of speech, consisting of speaking a word which is truthful. Yeah, we can always speak the truth. And beneficial, and pleasing, and regularly reciting the Vedic scriptures, and not agitating others' mind. So when we speak, even for speak, we can say, okay, we are going to perform this austerity of speaking pleasing word. That itself is devotional service, mode of goodness. Okay, I'm going to speak the word which do not agitate others' mind. I'm going to speak truth, but I will not have an intention to agitate others, but then I want to help that person, that intention. That itself is austerity. And of course, if connected to Krishna consciousness, we speak Krishna consciousness message, that itself is greatest austerity. We don't have to perform severe austerity of Hiranyakashipu. And austerity of mind, that is easiest and hardest. Satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence. That is consisting of austerity of mind. Even if we don't do anything, we can just do the austerity of mind, satisfaction. Any situation we can be happy, like Prabhu mentioned. Sometimes some difficulty comes, but we tolerate. Be satisfied with what the situation is. Simplicity. Okay, we don't hanker this and that. Remain simple. Gravity is thought. Prabhupada explained, gravity of thought means doing good for others. If we are always thinking about doing good for others, naturally the mind becomes austere because we are not hankering for others. We are always thinking what I can do for others, what I can do for this person, that person. And of course, best service is giving Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada did for us and we are going to do for others. And then there is a influence for others. We want to mitigate the suffering of others. Everyone is already suffering enough in the world, so we try to mitigate others' suffering. That is our austerities. Anybody knows about ABC of Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna ABC D? Yes.
Association, books, chanting and diet.
Yes, thank you. A for association of devotees. B for Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam or book. Yeah? And C for chanting. And D for Prabhu mentioned dancing. And also we can say Holy Dham and deity worship. Five anga of most important devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I want to finish the class with one story which illustrates the potency of devotional service. There is one devotee, her name is Amrita. So she was here in Mayapur. She's from West. She speaks Bengali also. She used to preach here and there. So she went to Asana. And then there was a market where they're selling clothes. So she went to that clothes shop. And then there was a particular one shop which was almost broken, very miserable shop. So she was going to a different shop, but she went to that shop and she went. She said, "Do you know Mayapur? We have nothing there. You are selling clothes. You want to offer some clothes for Narsingadev in Mayapur?" And he said, "Okay, I would like to donate some clothes." So he selected nice clothes from the shop and offered to her. So she brought to Mayapur and she gave to me. So we made Narsingadev dress and offered to Narsingadev. And we took photo. And then she was very happy about that. So she took that photo. And then after some years, she went back to the same place. And then her intention was she wanted to show that person who gave the clothes. But she couldn't find that shop. She went around. She particularly remembered next shop. So she went to the next shop and then asked, "There used to be the shop next to your shop. Where is it? What's happened?" And then that shopman said, "Oh, it's right there on the same place." But then there was no that miserable broken down shop. There's a huge, beautiful, big shop. And then she said, maybe the first owner, because it's broken down, maybe he left the place and he's gone, he's finished. But then she went inside and there was the same shopman. And then he said, "You know, Mataji, as soon as I gave the dress to Narsingadev, everything came up so nicely. Now look what I have now, with big shop and big everything." And then when she went there, all the shop in that town wanted to give donation for Narsingadev. Narsingadev ki jai! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai!